This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome back to At Your Service, where we do have a point. And we like to hear your points as well. And in scanning the news, I got to tell you very quickly, there's also a hurricane that is hitting Acapulco. And I'm very sorry about the hurricane. I'm not trying to make light. It's a hurricane. It's a Category 5. It's catastrophic. Property's being damaged. People's lives are being put at risk. But I got to tell you, the name of the hurricane is really irksome to me because the name is Hurricane Otis. And if you've ever watched the Andy Griffith Show, ever, now, you know, that show was on before I was born, but I watched it in reruns. But Otis brings to mind a drunk uncle that wanders into the jail and locks himself up because he's had, you know, too many bottles of adult beverages. That's what Hurricane Otis. I mean, I think hurricanes should have just, you know, tough names like Hurricane Schwarzenegger. You know, if you were faced with Hurricane Schwarzenegger, you would run for cover, right? You would. You would run for cover from that. But Hurricane Otis, you know, how bad's it going to be? It'll, after a few hours of sobering up, it'll be fine. He's not going to hurt us. He's just going to, you know, go and throw up or something. It's not anything that's going to worry us, Hurricane Otis. So I think that the Hurricane Center should have, you know, just like Hurricane Ajax. If you hear that, you're going to run for cover. And that's what I think it should be. Hurricane Terminator. This should be tough names for hurricanes. So I need to write somebody about that, and I will. But in the meantime, welcome to the last hour of At Your Service on Wednesday evening. I'm glad you are here. I'm also glad that Matt Pajeski's here running the board. He makes it easy. As I've said many times, if you look at what we do as flying a plane up, I'm just the guy that makes the announcements. You know, out your left window, you see the hurricane. You can look out your right window, you can see the Grand Canyon, whatever it might be. But truly, Matt Pajeski is flying the plane. And Matt, I am glad you are behind the mic and behind the board this evening.
Glad to be here, Brett. And I am not on mushrooms.
That's
like
right.
Their own pilot
yeah.
In Alaska.
Isn't that something? And I was wondering when that story came out, what was this guy thinking? And it didn't occur to me that he was tripping.
Yeah, it's Michael Calhoun earlier today said that his first trip may have been his last.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it, Oh, that's awful. And of course, you know, we haven't seen this yet, but you know full well that that guy's going to plead not guilty by reason of insanity.
Right.
You know he is. He's already laid the groundwork for that. He's going to say he was tripping. You know, he was having a flashback to Woodstock. He was listening to too much Jimi Hendrix and Grateful Dead music. And then he got on the plane and he lost himself.
I still don't understand how, no matter how inebriated you are, that you would still have that action, like that your brain would still act out that way. I feel like no matter what substances I'd be on, I'd still be so afraid to be in a cockpit of a plane and to pull some sort of stunt like that. I just don't think my mind would be capable of. I could be totally wrong, but
right. But you don't know what he was. I mean, if he was on mushrooms, now consider this for a second. He could have been seeing out the window and seeing dragons attacking the plane and shooting flames of fire. Fire-breathing dragons were breathing on the engines, and he thought he had to hit the fire suppression system to make sure that the dragons didn't blow up the plane, right? I mean, I just I totally made that up, but that's the thing. If you're on drugs, you don't know what your environment is, and talk about, I've heard we shouldn't drink and drive, but we shouldn't trip and fly.
No.
That's not what anybody should be doing. But today is, and I love these kind of things because they're meaningless, but today's National Greasy Foods Day. And so I found a poll today. You can find a poll for anything. I found a poll today. What are the top four greasy foods? Now, I'm not going to make you guess, but I'm going to get Matt Pajeski, board operator extraordinaire. I'm going to get your opinion on this. According to the poll, the top four greasy foods on National Greasy Foods Day is, and not necessarily in any order, we have pizza, we have burgers, we have chicken wings, and we have French fries. How would you, Matt Pajeski, place it in terms of your favorite greasy food between pizza, burgers, chicken wings, and French fries? Go.
This is a lofty task, Brad. I love all of them. But I'm going to go at number one, I'm going to go with pizza.
Going to go with pizza, okay?
At close, number two, not too far behind, is going to be a nice, greasy smash burger.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go in the order that you actually listed them off. Chicken, number three, and French fries, number four.
Okay, gotcha.
That's how I rank my greasy food.
Now, part of me says that I should be disqualified because this evening I had, and I'm not getting any freebies from this, but I had, my wife went to Joey B's and got a salad, brought it to me because I had to work late. The chicken wing salad, it's got boneless chunks, and they're huge, and they're spicy, and they're delicious with the salad. Oh, it's fantastic. So I had that. So part of me says I should be disqualified, but since I'm the one that gets to make the rules here, I'm not going to disqualify myself. Kind of like the Supreme Court, you know, they get to make the rules, and they're not disqualifying anybody up there. But it's interesting, unintentionally, and this shows you just how brilliant Matt Pajeski truly is. I didn't tell him this beforehand, but the order in which I read them was the order according to the polling data. So number one was pizza. Number two was burgers. Number three was chicken wings. And number four was French fries. And you nailed it.
I'm a man of the people. I'm a true-blooded American, Brad. That's how we rank our food.
That's right. And I was wanting a fifth choice that said all of the above.
All at once, too.
All at once. Have you ever seen these pizzas that there's like that they have just everything on them? I mean, I'm not like a meat pizza, but just, they've got so much stuff on there that it's just kind of impossible to eat. And we've talked about our favorite pizza before, but from a burger standpoint, tell me about your favorite burger.
So I've been really hooked on smash burgers, which is just you take the patty and you really smash it down, and they become really thin, but they soak like in their own grease on a flat top stove.
Which is why it's delicious.
Yeah, so I love those. Do like a little Thousand Island dressing on it, or like a Big Mac type sauce on the burger, loaded up with the pickles and the lettuce and the tomato, all that. If you're doing a smash burger, the burgers are usually, or the patties are usually thinner because you've kind of smashed them, so you can load up two or three and doesn't really feel like two or three.
Yeah.
But man, that's how I love it. I can't have just a normal cheeseburger anymore after having a smash burger.
You gotta have it like that.
Yeah.
Well, I cook a lot of burgers on the grill. A lot. And here's my secret that actually came from my wife. And when I tell you, you're going to say, well, duh, that's not really a secret at all. But what she does is she buys powdered Lipton onion soup mix. And we pour a bag of that into the hamburger. We mix it up. And then I cook that on the grill. And the oniony flavor of the onion mix permeates the burger. It's not just stuff on top. It goes all the way through. And when I do burgers on the grill, I do them like a third of a pound. So there's, you know, you've got a man-sized meal there when you go into those burgers. Delicious. Delicious. I do that often. But yeah, chicken wings came in third. Actually, I'm going to go through the percentages. 57% of respondents said pizza, number one. Number two was burgers at 17.5%. Number three was chicken wings at 15%. And lastly, French fries at 10%. So, you know, it matched my rankings as well, matched Matt Pajeski's, and probably matched yours as well. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, you know, again, I've got so many stories that I couldn't get to this evening. There's no way I'm going to get to them. But one in particular is in Missouri, Illinois, and 33 states are suing Meta, just filed today, that could literally change how social media works. We'll be talking about that next on Camo X.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hey, here's a programming note. There's going to be a press conference regarding the Lewiston, Maine shooting And when that press conference starts, we're going to go to that. So I'm just giving you a programming note that if you suddenly hear us go away, that's what we're going to, because we want to keep you up to date on exactly what's happening. Just to recap, as you've heard throughout the evening, there's been a shooting at a bowling alley, perhaps also at a local bar and a Walmart distribution center. We don't know. News is still coming in fast. And at least 16 people have been killed, perhaps as many as 22. All of those, it's happening in Lewiston, Maine. The shooter, according to reports, is still at large. He has not been caught, killed, or captured. So that's, I believe, going to be the focus of the press conference that's going to be coming up here sometime during this hour. So when that happens, we're going to break for that particular press conference. In the meantime, as I mentioned before the break, there's a lot of litigation right now with social media. Illinois just settled a big case with Instagram regarding the collection of biometric data. That means they were collecting information about kids, about parents, about anyone who uses Instagram. They were collecting that in violation of Illinois law. Now, a settlement was just reached recently on that, and like so many of those settlements, most of it goes to attorney's fees, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. So don't just automatically say it's a bad settlement because the lawyers are getting paid. That's not okay. I'm being facetious. All right, I'll get off of that. But this other case is bigger. Both Missouri and Illinois are participating in this, and the allegation of the lawsuit is not just that kids are harmed by using Instagram, but that kids are being purposefully addicted to social media, particularly Instagram. And what's interesting is that if you look at Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, under that federal law, web companies, online companies have a shield, a liability shield that protects them from being sued based upon the moderation of speech. So if someone says something about somebody on social media, you can't sue Facebook, you can't sue Instagram, you can't sue TikTok, because federal law provides a shield to those companies for that type of litigation. But that's not what's being alleged here. What's being alleged in this lawsuit filed by at least 33 attorneys general is not about the content necessarily on Instagram, but it's focused on how the algorithms, that's the software that runs the platform, how it is designed specifically to addict your children to their platform. And in fact, what's interesting is in the press conference this morning announcing the filing of the lawsuit, and this is being filed in California, the announcement provided some hints at the evidence that's already been uncovered by these 33 attorneys general. And there'll be more through what we call the discovery process. That's where subpoenas are issued, documents are produced. That's what I do on a daily basis, right? But in this case, the evidence that the states already have demonstrates that in the internal emails at Meta, the parent company of Facebook, the parent company of Instagram, the emails of the software designers specifically and repeatedly use the word addiction in terms of the goals that they're trying to obtain. The goals they're trying to reach is to make your kids addicted to their social media platform. So the question becomes, if you look at Section 230, that gets a federal shield against that liability. But that shield pertains to the content that's presented, not the method and manner in which the content is presented. Do you see the difference? And that's an important difference. It's a complicated idea, and you have to think it through. But to me, it's a very interesting and novel approach to trying to correct what has become literally a national, I'm not going to say a disgrace, but it's become a very dangerous phenomenon where not just kids, but so many people are just addicted to their phones. And as I say that, right now, you're thinking one of two things. When I say Think of someone who's addicted to their phone, addicted to Instagram, addicted to social media. One of two things is coming to your mind right now. Either one, that you're addicted to your phone, but probably you're not thinking that. Because most of the time when someone has an addiction, they always think, it's not really a problem. You know, I'm not really an alcoholic. I'm just a whiskey enthusiast is what I am. No, you might be addicted to it. But the second thing that's coming to your mind is you know somebody else who might be addicted to their phones. And as I think about that issue, I can suddenly think of any number of people, mainly people under the age of 25, who are addicted to social media. And that's a problem. And so since this is such a new issue, you've seen the same studies that I've seen, that studies show that children who spend an inordinate amount of time on social media have more body image issues, they suffer more from depression, their scholastic achievements are reduced, mainly because they're spending time on social media instead of spending time doing homework. But think about it in a work environment. Listen, my legal career involves employment law, and I represent companies in employment law situations. And I wish I could tell you how many times I've had employers talk to me about situations where their employees aren't doing their jobs. They're playing on their phones all day. And the question that the employers ask me is, hey, can I fire somebody for playing on their phones? And that's a very complicated question that I won't bore you with this evening in terms of the answer. But in the context of our conversation, addiction to social media is a global issue. It is. It's not just the United States. And the question becomes, if that is in fact the intent, the programming goal of the social media companies, if their goal is to addict you and they actually achieve that goal, can that be the basis for lawsuits by states to recover, number one, damages suffered by the citizens? And listen, if you've got 33 states that are doing this, and I think there's an additional 10 states that are bringing their own lawsuits, not being part of this class action lawsuit, as it were. So you've got basically 80% of the country is covered by this lawsuit in one way or the other against Meta. But if that's the issue, what should we be getting out of that? It's funny, I talked to Maria Kina earlier this evening about what we should be doing with the Rams money. And that's, of course, an issue for St. Louis right now. But if we get, and I say we, meaning these states are successful, and I think ultimately at the end of the day, they're going to be successful to a degree, to which degree I don't know yet, but to agree they're going to be successful in getting a cash settlement and changes to the algorithms used by social media companies. If that in fact happens, what should that money go for? How should it be used? Hopefully, it won't be squandered and will go to helping the kids that are the victims of the social media algorithms themselves. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We've got a press conference coming up. We also have bottom of the hour news for CBS. We're going to give you the latest on the Lewiston, Maine shooting. We're going to give you the latest on what's happening and the search for the shooter. More right after this on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. As I mentioned in the last segment, we're going to be breaking away probably in the next 10 to 15 minutes. That's the thing with these live breaking news events is we don't know exactly when we're going to need to break away. But we're monitoring the situation here in the KMOX news studio. And when that press conference starts, talking about, again, the active shooter event that's going on right now in Lewiston, Maine, just to give you a quick recap, somewhere between 16 and 22 individuals have been killed. Upwards of 60 are reported to be injured in some form or fashion. And the shooter is still an active shooter and has not been brought into custody, nor has he been caught or killed. So we're going to get an update from police officials there on the scene in and around Lewiston, Maine. And as soon as that press conference starts, we'll break away from here and cover that live so that you can get the most up-to-date information on exactly what is going on. In the meantime, we had one of my biggest pet peeves, and I'm sure it's one of yours as well, is when you're driving around and you see cars with expired temp tags. In fact, when Charlie Brennan retired, he and I would talk about this issue all the time before he retired. And when he retired, I texted him a picture. I was at a stoplight, and the car in front of me, the temp tag was 2 years out of date. And so I took a picture of it, and I texted it to Charlie Brennan, and I said, Charlie, now that you're retired, I'm going to pick up the dropped mantle here, and I'm going to run with the baton of charging that this is an egregious crime. So it's been one of my pet peeves forever. And I'm sure it's one of yours too. And think about why it is that it bothers you. Okay? And I've got a point to this rant. And the reason why it bothers me is severalfold. First of all, that person is paid zero taxes for their car license. I paid mine when I bought my car. You paid yours. That's what's required when you buy a car. You got to pay the tax. If you're driving on a two-year-old temp tag, you didn't pay the tax. And if you go to the store and buy anything, you can't go in and say, you know what, I really want this cheeseburger from McDonald's, but I really can only afford the cheeseburger itself. I can't afford the tax. So I'm just going to give you, can I pay the tax later? There's no situation where that happens. But we let people do that with cars, and it's infuriating. Secondly, the second issue that makes this infuriating to me, and probably to you too, is this. How is it that you've been driving on this expired temp tag for 2 years and no cop has pulled you over and written you a ticket? How does that happen? And again, I've got a point, but I got a new car in October of 2019. My car was involved in a automobile accident. I was actually coming to Camo X. I was on the highway on 40 in the morning, driving from Chesterfield, driving to Camo X downtown. I was stopped. Cars were backed up on the highway. I was stopped. I heard a screeching sound. I looked up. A car was going sideways, coming at me. Boom, took out my car. And so I had to get a new car. And I used my old license plate from my totaled out car, and I put it on my new car until I could get my license plates for my new car. And listen, it wasn't 2 days that I'm driving on this car, my new car, with my old license plates, bang, I got pulled over by the cops. It was fine. They let me go. Nothing was done about it. But I thought, how is it that you caught me like in 24 hours driving on these plates, which I've paid for these plates, by the way. It's not like I'm chintzing out on expired temp tags. These are plates I've paid for. You pulled me over in 24 hours because it didn't match my car. How is it that you don't catch the throngs, the legions of people who have been driving on expired temp tags, but you caught me in 24 hours? So that made me angry. And apparently, I'm not the only one. John's been holding through my rant. Hey, John, welcome to Camo X.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Missouri has got it so wrong. I mean, it's just, I live in Illinois.
Yep.
I live in Ohio, Illinois. And it's so easy. You go buy a car. They put everything on your loan. You get, you know, your taxes, your license, everything goes on your loan. You walk, you drive away, you're good to go, and then you wait for your plate to come in.
Exactly.
The story is just what?
I know. Isn't it crazy? It's the kind of issue, John, where you're like, how is it that we're in this mess? Come on, it's not that hard.
No, I mean, But that, isn't there something up in legislation now in Missouri where they're trying to change that?
Yes, you're exactly right. There's a law that was passed. The governor signed it into law over the summer. It's not going to take effect, I believe, until next year. And it's going to require the taxes to be collected at the time of sale, just like it's done in Illinois, just like it's done for any other product that you buy, okay? You buy chicken McNuggets, you don't get to pay the tax later. They don't give you the chicken nuggets until you pay the tax. And isn't it ridiculous that it's taken us years to fix this problem?
Yeah, it needs to be fixed. There's no way I'd buy a car in Missouri. No way.
Well, you know what? The other flip side is you could buy a car in Missouri, not have to pay the taxes, and no one's going to care, apparently.
Oh, there's that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one that this, it just riles me up, and apparently you're glad you don't have to deal with it.
I usually call in every time you're on the air for something, and last week it was about the how to spend the money.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And we're still arguing about that.
And I've been waiting for something tonight, but, boy, you got my blood boiling there. I said, okay. I'm calling Brad.
All right, John. Hey, listen, you call anytime, my friend. It is always a pleasure to hear from you.
Okay. All right. See you, Brad.
Thank you. You know, it's interesting. I got a text here a moment ago that said, your beef is with police and police agencies who are scared to do their job. Well, I don't think it's they're scared to do their job. I mean, cops pull people over all the time for other things. They're not afraid to do that. Listen, I've had my share of being pulled over for exceeding the speed limit, and no one was afraid to do that. More than I would like to admit, I will promise you that and leave it at that. But it's more, I think, that police prioritize the pulling over of cars. And this is not a priority. You can look at speeding and say, okay, speeding's a problem. If you're doing 80 in a 50-mile-an-hour zone, someone's going to get hurt. So from the police perspective, I can rationalize pulling you over because imminent harm may occur because of your irresponsible actions. Imminent harm. But if you look at an expired temp tag, you're like, what's the imminent harm? They're not running anybody over. They're not committing any, they're not, being the drive-away car or the getaway car from a bank robbery. They just haven't paid their taxes yet. So I think it's a question of prioritization that the police, that the police have, and they're not prioritizing this as an important crime. Now, I know I got somebody texting me in that says I'm still wrong. And you know what? I could be. I'm always free to admit when I'm wrong. It just doesn't happen very often, but I cannot. That's a joke. I'm teasing. I'll always admit when I'm wrong. But hopefully when the law changes, that will no longer be a problem. But I'm bringing up this whole temp tag issue because there's been an attempt to file a class action lawsuit in Calverton Park, which if you know where Calverton Park is, it's in North County. It's by Florissant. It's by Ferguson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores
and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. As I mentioned in the last segment, we're going to be breaking away probably in the next 10 to 15 minutes. That's the thing with these live breaking news events is we don't know exactly when we're going to need to break away. But we're monitoring the situation here in the KMOX news studio. And when that press conference starts, talking about, again, the active shooter event that's going on right now in Lewiston, Maine, just to give you a quick recap, somewhere between 16 and 22 individuals have been killed. Upwards of 60 are reported to be injured in some form or fashion. And the shooter is still an active shooter and has not been brought into custody, nor has he been caught or killed. So we're going to get an update from police officials there on the scene in and around Lewiston, Maine. And as soon as that press conference starts, we'll break away from here and cover that live so that you can get the most up-to-date information on exactly what is going on. In the meantime, we had one of my biggest pet peeves, and I'm sure it's one of yours as well, is when you're driving around and you see cars with expired temp tags. In fact, when Charlie Brennan retired, he and I would talk about this issue all the time before he retired. And when he retired, I texted him a picture. I was at a stoplight, and the car in front of me, the temp tag was 2 years out of date. And so I took a picture of it, and I texted it to Charlie Brennan. And I said, Charlie, now that you're retired, I'm going to pick up the dropped mantle here, and I'm going to run with the baton of charging that this is an egregious crime. So it's been one of my pet peeves forever. And I'm sure it's one of yours too. And think about why it is that it bothers you. Okay? And I've got a point to this rant. And the reason why it bothers me is severalfold. First of all, that person is paid zero taxes for their car license. I paid mine when I bought my car. You paid yours. That's what's required when you buy a car. You got to pay the tax. If you're driving on a two-year-old temp tag, you didn't pay the tax. And if you go to the store and buy anything, you can't go in and say, you know what, I really want this cheeseburger from McDonald's, but I really can only afford the cheeseburger itself. I can't afford the tax. So I'm just going to give you, can I pay the tax later? There's no situation where that happens. But we let people do that with cars, and it's infuriating. Secondly, the second issue that makes this infuriating to me, and probably to you too, is this. How is it that you've been driving on this expired temp tag for 2 years and no cop has pulled you over and written you a ticket? How does that happen? And again, I've got a point, but I got a new car in October of 2019. My car was involved in a automobile accident. I was actually coming to Campbell X. I was on the highway on 40 in the morning, driving from Chesterfield, driving to Campbell X downtown. I was stopped. Cars were backed up on the highway. I was stopped. I heard a screeching sound. I looked up. A car was going sideways, coming at me. Boom, took out my car. And so I had to get a new car. And I used my old license plate from my totaled out car, and I put it on my new car until I could get my license plates for my new car. And listen, it wasn't 2 days that I'm driving on this car, my new car, with my old license plates. Bang, I got pulled over by the cops. It was fine. They let me go. Nothing was done about it. But I thought, how is it that you caught me like in 24 hours driving on these plates, which I've paid for these plates, by the way. It's not like I'm chintzing out on expired temp tags. These are plates I've paid for. You pulled me over in 24 hours because it didn't match my car. How is it that you don't catch the throngs, the legions of people who have been driving on expired temp tags, but you caught me in 24 hours? So that made me angry. And apparently, I'm not the only one. John's been holding through my rant. Hey, John, welcome to Camo X.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Missouri has got it so wrong. I mean, it's just, I live in Illinois.
Yep.
I live in Ohio, Illinois. And it's so easy. You go buy a car. They put everything on your loan. You get, you know, your taxes, your license, everything goes on your loan. You drive away, you're good to go, and then you wait for your plate to come in.
Exactly.
Missouri's just what?
I know. Isn't it crazy? It's the kind of issue, John, where you're like, how is it that we're in this mess? Come on, it's not that hard.
No, I mean, but that, isn't there something up in legislation now in Missouri where they're trying to change that?
Yes, you're exactly right. There's a law that was passed. The governor signed it into law over the summer. It's not going to take effect, I believe, until next year. And it's going to require the taxes to be collected at the time of sale, just like it's done in Illinois, just like it's done for any other product that you buy, okay? You buy chicken McNuggets, you don't get to pay the tax later. They don't give you the chicken nuggets until you pay the tax. And isn't it ridiculous that it's taken us years to fix this problem?
Yeah, it needs to be fixed. I just cracked. There's no way I'd buy a car in Missouri. No way.
Well, you know what? The other flip side is you could buy a car in Missouri, not have to pay the taxes, and no one's going to care, apparently.
Oh, there's that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one that this, it just riles me up, and apparently you're glad you don't have to deal with it.
I usually call in every time you're on the air for something, and last week it was about the how to spend the money.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And we're still arguing about that.
And I've been waiting for something tonight, but, boy, you got my blood boiling there. I said, okay. I'm calling Brad.
All right, John. Hey, listen, you call anytime, my friend. It is always a pleasure to hear from you.
Okay. All right. See you, Brad.
Thank you. You know, it's interesting. I got a text here a moment ago that said, your beef is with police and police agencies who are scared to do their job. Well, I don't think it's they're scared to do their job. I mean, cops pull people over all the time for other things. They're not afraid to do that. Listen, I've had my share of being pulled over for exceeding the speed limit, and no one was afraid to do that. more than I would like to admit, I will promise you that and leave it at that. But it's more, I think, that police prioritize the pulling over of cars. And this is not a priority. You can look at speeding and say, okay, speeding's a problem. If you're doing 80 in a 50-mile-an-hour zone, someone's going to get hurt. So from the police perspective, I can rationalize pulling you over because imminent harm may occur because of your irresponsible actions. Imminent harm. But if you look at an expired temp tag, you're like, what's the imminent harm? They're not running anybody over. They're not committing any, they're not being the drive-away car, the getaway car from a bank robbery. They just haven't paid their taxes yet. So I think it's a question of prioritization that the police that the police have, and they're not prioritizing this as an important crime. Now, I know I've got somebody texting me in that says I'm still wrong. And you know what? I could be. I'm always free to admit when I'm wrong. It just doesn't happen very often, but I cannot. That's a joke. I'm teasing. I'll always admit when I'm wrong. But hopefully when the law changes, that will no longer be a problem. But I'm bringing up this whole Tim Tag issue because there's been an attempt to file a class action lawsuit in Calverton Park, which if you know where Calverton Park is, it's in North County. It's by Florissant. It's by Ferguson. I used to go to church in Ferguson. I would drive through Calverton Park. And if you were 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, man, they would pull you over. If you're 1 mile an hour over, that's all it took. And so Calverton Park has started writing tickets to people who have cars in their driveway, with expired temp tags. And is that legitimate? Is that legitimate to have a car that's not being driven, but the cars are being towed or the people are being fined because their temp tags are in the driveway? I look at it like this. That's a public nuisance. If you have your car up on blocks in the front yard, you should be ticketed for that. That's a public nuisance. And how is a car, even if it's in the driveway, if it's got an expired temp tag, that's a public nuisance. It's interesting that the people who filed this lawsuit are complaining because they're saying, well, now I can't get to my job. I can't get my kids to daycare. I can't take my son to high school. Yeah. That's why you need to pay the taxes on your darn car. Come on. Put on your grown-up pants. And just like they do in Illinois, if you can't afford the tax, you roll it in to your payment plan on your vehicle and you pay the tax that way. But either way, we are hurting as a society, as a community, because of cars that have expired tags. So Calverton Park is trying to fix the problem. Chances are, and this is be honest, they're probably doing it for the money, okay? but the reality is, at least they're doing something about it. And boy, we're getting lots of texts on, and I'm going to be reading these during the break. If you've got an opinion, give us a call, 314-436-7900. Lots of texts. I'll be responding to those during the break. That's what radio does. You get to be a part of the show, and that's what Camo X is all about, and that's what At Your Service is all about. Stick around. We'll be right back. Hey, we're sliding into the last segment here with a little Van Halen for you this evening on At Your Service. And the topic is temp tags, Calverton Park, what could be done about it. June's been holding. June, welcome to Camo X.
Hello.
Hello.
So I came in on the tail end of what you were saying that they're supposed to be doing about it. Can you just repeat that part?
Sure. As far as Calverton Park is now taking the position that they are ticketing homeowners and towing vehicles, even if they have the cars parked in their driveway, based upon having an expired temp tag. And they're doing it under the auspices of it's a public nuisance. It's not a moving violation because the car is not moving. It's still on private property. But they're saying it's a public nuisance, and people are now filing a class action lawsuit against the city of Calverton Park.
Okay. So I actually just moved from Ferguson, which is right next to Calverton Park, and I wish that Ferguson would adopt that same rule.
Why so? Why is that? What have you seen, June?
Well, I've seen of the many years, decades actually, that I had been living in Ferguson before we recently moved, that lately, I mean, it seems like the majority of the cars, and it's not just Ferguson, it's North County in general, the majority of the cars that I see driving around are temp tags that have expired. And I'm talking, I've seen temp tags from like 2021.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. And my old neighbor who lived across the street from my house in Ferguson just bought a car
mm-hmm.
in April and still has not registered the vehicle. So still has the temp tags on it.
There it
is. But he went and bought some new rims for the car.
Of course he did. So isn't that interesting? So it's not a matter of I don't have the money to pay my taxes. I just want to spend that money to make my ride more of a sweet ride and not pay the taxes. That's a prioritization issue, not a money issue, isn't it?
Exactly. And my theory is people continue to get away with it. No one's doing anything about it. So why not?
Exactly. So I'm glad that Calvert and Park is doing something. And you're saying you hope that the Ferguson will adopt a similar position. And I do too, June. I hope that they do that. And listen, we got to go to some other stuff. But thank you for calling in this evening. And thanks for listening to KMOX.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Great to talk to you, June. We've had a texter send in a lot of texts, by the way. And one of them was, well, if an officer started pulling people over, that he would be pulled in for a conversation about the demographics of the traffic stops that they were conducting. And my response to that was to raise another question, because I love asking questions, right? It raises a bigger question. Should the enforcement of crime or the non-enforcement of crime be based upon race? In other words, should blacks be targeted, or even should whites be targeted? Because if you're saying one demographic can't be targeted, then what you're saying is, by definition, other demographics should. And that's a dicey issue that I'm sure is going to be at the heart of this lawsuit in Calvert and Park. Also, Matt Pajeski, you had a great comment when we were talking about this during the break.
Yeah, so there's this notion of, police officers might be frightened to pull people over because they might not know who's inside the car. If that is true, I don't know. It may be because they are maybe frightened of the lack of resources that they get. There's not a whole lot of other police officers available to back them up in case something happens. We know there's not a lot of dispatchers available in St. Louis, so that could very well be part of the reason.
Exactly. And so then, as you've gone down that rabbit trail, which I think is a great one to discuss, it's not necessarily the police officer's fault, even if they are hesitant for whatever reason to pull people over. That's more of an issue of policing and manpower issues and making sure that the cops have the proper resources to enforce the laws that they're being charged to enforce.
Sure, because if you're frightened to pull people over, you're not applying to be a police officer.
Yeah,
exactly. It's the culture, it's the society, there a sense of lawlessness, especially in downtown, that might make them a little more hesitant.
But I'm going to be exactly. Thank you, Matt. But I'm going to be following this lawsuit here. And obviously, there's a lot of you are very passionate about this because I've gotten in, I don't know, 25, 30 texts here just in the last few minutes. And some are relevant. Some are not necessarily relevant. But it gets to this bigger issue. How do we enforce crime? Because I think that demographically, you had a lot of African-Americans who have had a legitimate complaint, and it is legitimate, and to say otherwise, you're just basically ignoring history, that there was a time in our country and in certain places of this country, maybe even to today, that blacks are targeted for being pulled over. There's no question in my mind that that's happened. And is that wrong? You bet it is. You bet it is. And those police officers should be punished when they do that. But just like overcorrecting when it comes to this incident in Lewiston, Maine, where people are going to immediately say we should be banning all guns, and I think that's an overcorrection. The overcorrection that happens with regard to the pulling over of individuals is that then it becomes any black person who's pulled over that they're being pulled over because of their race. And that's not true either. In other words, we can agree in an intelligent conversation that it's wrong for anyone to be either prosecuted for a crime or not prosecuted for a crime based on their race. Race should not have relevance in that issue. That's why when the city of St. Louis, and I say when, not if, when the city of St. Louis adopts red light cameras, and I'm telling you, they're going to bring them back. And yes, that's another pet peeve of mine. But when they bring them back, the question is going to be, where do we put those cameras? Where do we put the red light cameras? And if the red light cameras are in areas that are predominantly black, the charge is going to be that it's racially motivated, that those red light cameras are being placed in areas due to discrimination against African Americans. But then the reverse is going to happen, meaning if there's a decision to say, well, we can't put red light cameras in predominantly black neighborhoods because it might be discriminatory, then by its very nature, if the city chooses to put cameras only in predominantly white neighborhoods, isn't that racial discrimination just as much? And the answer, of course, is yes. Because if you say, I'm not going to discriminate against blacks by putting cameras in their neighborhood, then you're by definition discriminating against whites by saying we're going to put cameras over here because y'all aren't going to do anything about it. Both of those positions are equally discriminatory. And I'll be following this lawsuit in Calverton Park. I'll be updating you as it moves along because to me it's a fascinating exercise in how we enforce the law. Hey, you're going to want to stick around here on KMOX for two reasons. We're going to bring you updates regarding the shooting in Lewiston, Maine. We're also going to have the Best of Dave Glover coming up just right after the top of the hour at 10 o'clock here on KMOX. We'll also probably be cutting in for a press conference to give you the most up-to-date information on the active shooter situation. Brad Young, KMOX, see you next Wednesday night. Hey, we're sliding into the last segment here with a little Van Halen for you this evening on At Your Service. And the topic is temp tags, Calverton Park, what could be done about it. June's been holding. June, welcome to KMOX.
Hello.
Hello.
So I came in on the tail end of what you were saying that they're supposed to be doing about it. Can you just repeat that part?
Sure. As far as Calverton Park is now taking the position that they are ticketing homeowners and towing vehicles, even if they have the cars parked in their driveway, based upon having an expired temp tag. And they're doing it under the auspices of it's a public nuisance. It's not a moving violation because the car is not moving. It's still on private property. But they're saying it's a public nuisance. And people are now filing a class action lawsuit against the city of Calverton Park.
Okay. So I actually just moved from Ferguson, which is right next to Calverton Park, and I wish that Ferguson would adopt that same rule.
Why so? Why is that? What have you seen, June?
Well, I've seen of the many years, decades actually, that I had been living in Ferguson before we recently moved, that lately, I mean, it seems like the majority of the cars, and not just Ferguson, as North County in general, the majority of the cars that I see driving around are temp tags that have expired. And I'm talking, I've seen temp tags from like 2021.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. And my old neighbor who lived across the street from my house in Ferguson just bought a car in April and still has not registered the vehicle. So still has the temp tags on it.
There it is.
He went and bought some new rims for the car.
Of course he did. So isn't that interesting? So it's not a matter of I don't have the money to pay my taxes. I just want to spend that money to make my ride more of a sweet ride and not pay the taxes. That's a prioritization issue, not a money issue, isn't it?
Exactly. And my theory is people continue to get away with it. No one's doing anything about it. So
why not?
Exactly. So I'm glad that Calverton Park is doing something, and you're saying you hope that the Ferguson will adopt a similar position, and I do too, June. I hope that they do that. And listen, we got to go to some other stuff, but thank you for calling in this evening, and thanks for listening to KMOX.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Great to talk to you, June. We've had a texter call, a texter send in a text, a lot of texts, by the way, and one of them was, well, if an officer started pulling people over, that he would be pulled in for a conversation about the demographics of the traffic stops that they were conducting. And my response to that was to raise another question, because I love asking questions, right? It raises a bigger question. Should the enforcement of crime or the non-enforcement of crime be based upon race? In other words, should blacks be targeted, or even should whites be targeted? Because if you're saying one demographic can't be targeted, then what you're saying is, by definition, other demographics should. And that's a dicey issue that I'm sure is going to be at the heart of this lawsuit in Calverton Park. Also, Matt Pajeski, you had a great comment when we were talking about this during the break.
Yeah, so there's this notion of, you know, police officers might be frightened to pull people over because they might not know who's inside the car. If that is true, I don't know. It may be because they are maybe frightened of the lack of resources that they get. There's not a whole lot of other police officers available to back them up in case something happens. We know there's not a lot of dispatchers available in St. Louis, so that could very well be part of the reason.
Exactly. And so then, as you've gone down that rabbit trail, which I think is a great one to discuss, it's not necessarily the police officer's fault, even if they are hesitant for whatever reason to pull people over. That's more of an issue of policing and manpower issues and making sure that the cops have the proper resources to enforce the laws that they're being charged to enforce.
Sure, because if you're frightened to pull people over, you're not applying to be a police officer.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's the culture, it's the society, there a sense of lawlessness, especially in downtown, that might make them a little more hesitant.
But I'm going to be exactly. Thank you, Matt. But I'm going to be following this lawsuit here. And obviously, there's a lot of you are very passionate about this, because I've gotten in, I don't know, 25, 30 texts here just in the last few minutes. And some are relevant, some are not necessarily relevant. But it gets to this bigger issue. How do we enforce crime? Because I think that demographically, you had a lot of African-Americans who have had a legitimate complaint, and it is legitimate, and to say otherwise, you're just basically ignoring history, that there was a time in our country and in certain places of this country, maybe even to today, that blacks are targeted for being pulled over. There's no question in my mind that that's happened. And is that wrong? You bet it is. You bet it is. And those police officers should be punished when they do that. But just like overcorrecting when it comes to this incident in Lewiston, Maine, where people are going to immediately say we should be banning all guns, and I think that's an overcorrection. The overcorrection that happens with regard to the pulling over of individuals is that then it becomes any black person who's pulled over, that they're being pulled over because of their race. And that's not true either. In other words, we can agree in an intelligent conversation that it's wrong for anyone to be either prosecuted for a crime or not prosecuted for a crime based on their race. Race should not have relevance in that issue. That's why when the city of St. Louis, and I say when, not if, when the city of St. Louis adopts red light cameras, and I'm telling you, they're going to bring them back. And yes, that's another pet peeve of mine. But when they bring them back, the question is going to be, where do we put those cameras? Where do we put the red light cameras? And if the red light cameras are in areas that are predominantly black, the charge is going to be that it's racially motivated, that those red light cameras are being placed in areas due to discrimination against African Americans. But then the reverse is going to happen, meaning if there's a decision to say, well, we can't put red light cameras in predominantly black neighborhoods because it might be discriminatory, then by its very nature, if the city chooses to put cameras only in predominantly white neighborhoods, isn't that racial discrimination just as much? And the answer, of course, is yes. Because if you say, I'm not going to discriminate against blacks by putting cameras in their neighborhood, then you're by definition discriminating against whites by saying we're going to put cameras over here because y'all aren't going to do anything about it. Both of those positions are equally discriminatory. And I'll be following this lawsuit in Calverton Park. I'll be updating you as it moves along because to me it's a fascinating exercise in how we enforce the law. Hey, you're going to want to stick around here on KMOX for two reasons. We're going to bring you updates regarding the shooting in Lewiston, Maine. We're also going to have the best of Dave Glover coming up just right after the top of the hour at 10 o'clock here on KMOX. We'll also probably be cutting in for a press conference to give you the most up-to-date information on the active shooter situation. Brad Young, KMOX, see you next Wednesday night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.